This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Menachem Ben Amaron, Yosef HaKoyen, the late Mr. Alex Halberstadt, a much loved participant and supporter on his second Yahrzeit. Warmest Mazel Tov wishes to our Torah Way founder, Mr. D. Zaltzman and family, on occasion of his son Shlomi's engagement. He wrote in Yibona Beis Neman, Yisrael Hashem Vesilu. Chof of Elul, 17th of September, dying Yonason David Hul, showering on Yontif.
Good morning. Today we're going to discuss a topic of taking a shower or a bath, a hot shower or a bath on Yontif. And it's particularly in the Negev this year because the 3 days, 2 days Yontif, and then the Shabbos, three times in a row, Rosh Hashanah, and then the beginning of Sukkot, and then the end of Sukkot. So it's a shayla that comes up very frequently. It's a very wide subject in halacha, starting with the Gemaras, as we'll see it on the Mishnayos, through the Gemaras, to the Rishonim, Achronim, and the Poskim of today. So we're only going to very briefly go through the main points of the shayla, and it's one of those shiurim where you have to stay to the end, because with Pesach halacha, what comes out halacha l'maisa will be at the end. If you leave in the middle, you might get it wrong. So let's start with the very beginning. The Torah says you're not allowed to do malocha on Yom Tov, just like you're not allowed to do malocha on Shabbos. However, there are certain things you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Torah says, "Vayem arisha mikro kodesh, vayem ashvi mikro kodesh yelochem." It's talking about Pesach. Kol malocha le yeoseh bohem, ach ashe yeochel l'chol nefesh u'levado yeoseh lechem. Anything which is done for oichel nefesh, which literally translates as food for the soul, is permitted to do on Yom Tov. So we know very, very generally that halachos, that malachos which are done in order to provide for food, oichel nefesh permitted to do on Yom Tov. So therefore, on Shabbos you're not allowed to cook, but on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook because it's to serve oichel nefesh. Now, in fact, Beis Hillel go further than that, and they say mitoch shehutra letzorech oichel nefesh hutra letzorech shloi letzorech oichel nefesh. It's machlokes b'shamay. Beis Hillel beitzu dafid beisam et aleph, but that's halacha. Not only are allowed to do malachos letzorech oichel nefesh like havara and etzor, but you're allowed to do them also if they're not letzorech oichel nefesh. Say the Rishonim, however, they have to be a tzorech ktsach. There has to be some use for the day. If there's no use at all for the day, then you're not allowed to do these malachos. Now, there's one other important halacha that one has to know about ochel nefesh, and that is the Gemara says that it has to be the malacha that you're doing is the tzorech ochel nefesh hashover l'chol nefesh. It has to be, it says, ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh hu levadei yoseh lechem, which means that the requirement of ochel nefesh that is needed in order to allow you to do the malacha has to be something which everybody or most people actually consider as ochel nefesh as necessary for their cooking or for their eating. But anything which only individuals do, particularly fussy individuals, that's not called shovel ochel nefesh, and they're not allowed to do that malacha on Yom Tov. Gemara Ksubas Daf Zayin says that when it comes to halachas of mitoch shehutra letzorech hutra nami shelo letzorech, that also means it's hutra shelo letzorech, but it has to be something which is shovel ochel nefesh and not something which is only used for individuals. So for example, to burn incense or to pour wine onto coals on Yom Tov, which is something that in the old days some people used to do at the end of a meal sometimes in order to breathe in the pleasant fumes, that is something which is a malocha because you're burning the spice or the oil or whatever it is that you're pouring on. However, it's ochel nefesh because it's something which the guf gets direct benefit from. On the other hand, it's not shovel ochel nefesh. Most people didn't do it. Only particularly fussy people did it. And therefore, it's not permitted. There's Gemara's examples of things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, even though hafora, lighting fires and cooking, is permitted. It's ochel nefesh. Now, when it comes to heating up water on Yom Tov in order to wash, so we have a Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omim is based on Tavkaf Alavam. Beis Shammai Omim lo yecham odom chamin leraglov elim kein ruin nishesir. Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to warm up hot water to wash your feet on Yom Tov unless the water itself is drinkable. If it's drinkable water, then you're allowed to do it. However, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel do actually allow this. The Mishnah carries on and says, Oysa Odom Maduro Mishkamin Kenegdo. A person can make a fire, a bonfire in other words, and warm himself up by it. Again, he's burning wood, but you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. An important thing to note is you're not allowed to create a fire on Yom Tov. You can't strike a match. But once there is a fire lit, you can use it to burn other things on Yom Tov. Even though on Yom Tov you can't do that. So if you've already got a small fire or a flame, you're allowed to make a bonfire or something to warm yourself up from on Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains that this is also Beis Hillel, although the Mishnah doesn't say it clearly, Beis Shammai would not allow this. Now, it's clear from the Gemara that you're only allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash, as the Lashon of the Mishnah is, your feet. Or the price in the Gemara says, Ponov Yodov Veraglov. Your face and your hands and your feet, you're allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash them. However, you're on the Mishnah, the Brisa says, a loy kol gufo, you're not allowed to warm up water to wash your whole guf on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara. Now, why is this? So, there are two approaches in the Rishonim, two main approaches in the Rishonim. And to understand these approaches, first we will have to understand there's another Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a time when, in those days, people used to bathe in public bathhouses. And the public bathhouses were usually big buildings which had a large pool of water. Yeah. And the water was heated up by, usually downstairs, beneath the floor where the water was, there was a raging fire and that would warm up the water. So the Gemara says you used to be able to bathe in a hot water merchatz, in a bathhouse, even on Shabbos, as long as the bathhouse had been heated up before Shabbos. Obviously, you can't make a fire to warm up water on Shabbos. But if the fire had been made before Shabbos and it was warming up the water, then you would be able to bathe on Shabbos in this water. However, it became apparent that the balonim, the people who are the caretakers of the bathhouses, would start making fires on Shabbos itself to warm up the water. And then when anyone would come, they would say this was done before Shabbos. It was very difficult to know if it was done before Shabbos or it was done on Shabbos. So they made a takona, and they said you're not allowed to bathe in water, hot water, in the merchatz, even if it was warmed up before Shabbos. If the water's hot, you can't bathe in the merchatz on Shabbos. Now, comes along the Rif, in the name of the Gaon, and the Rambam follows this halacha and many other Rishonim, and they say that this halacha, that you can't bathe in a bathhouse with hot water, which has been heated up even before Shabbos, applies on water that has been heated up on Yom Tov itself. So the reason why you're not allowed to wash your whole body in hot water, which has been heated up on Yom Tov, according to the Rif, is because of this Gzeiras Merchatzoros, a takona that Chazal made because of the people who were warming up the water on Shabbos. So they said you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to use a merchatz even if it's been heated up before Shabbos, and you're also not allowed to heat up a merchatz which has been heated up on Yom Tov. If it's l'ruchitzos kol gufoy, if it's the purpose was to wash your whole body, but as we've seen according to Beis Hillel, if it's just to wash your hands and your feet and your face, then you are allowed to. However, says the Rambam, if you warm up water on erev Yom Tov, that can be used to wash the whole guf. Even on Yom Tov. So according to the Rambam, water which is heated up on Yom Tov, the Tzerech Rechitzas Ponov Yodav Raglov, is okay. But water which is heated up on Yom Tov, the Rechitzas Kol Gufay, is not okay. Obviously water which is heated up on Shabbos is also to use. Water which is heated up Erev Shabbos, you also can't bathe yourself in hot water. That is the opinion of the Rif, and the Rambam follows that, and other Rishonim as well. Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says the problem with heating up water on Yom Tov to wash the whole body is not because of Gzeiras Merchatzos. It's a different reason altogether. It's also because it's not Shove L'chol Nefesh. Tosfos based off Kaf Aleph based. Tosfos says to wash the whole body with hot water in one go is not something that is Shove L'chol Nefesh. It's not something that everybody does. It's not even something that most people do. and therefore you're not allowed to do it. And according to most poskim, according to Tosfos, it would be an issur d'oraisa, because you're not allowed to do melach on Yom Tov. The only answer to do melach on Yom Tov is if it's achashe yoachel lechol nefesh. The Gemara says it's got to be shove lechol nefesh. If it's not shove lechol nefesh, it's also to do it as much as it's also to do it on Shabbos. So according to Tosfos, the reason why you can't heat up water to wash the whole goof is because it's not shove lechol nefesh. Says the Ran, it would follow that according to Tosfos, if you're heating up water to wash the whole goof on Yom Tov, since it's not Shabbos HaNefesh, it's also Min HaTorah, it's exactly the same as heating up hot water on Shabbos, which is also Osam Min HaTorah. And therefore, if they made a Gzerach Merchatzos on Erev Shabbos, water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, so that people shouldn't come to heat it up on Shabbos, the same thing should apply on Yom Tov as well. You're not allowed to heat up water for a Chitzas Kol Guf for on Yom Tov, and therefore, even if the water was heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use that water to throw a Chitzas Kol Guf. So it comes out, we have a machlokes because we're showing it. According to the Rambam and those that follow the Rif and the Gaon, water which was heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you can use for a Chitzas Kol Gufay on Yom Tov. However, according to Tosfos, even water was heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use for a Chitzas Kol Gufay on Yom Tov. However, the post can say that even according to Tosfos, if you don't wash your whole body in hot water in one go, but you wash Eiver, which means one limb at a time, and you don't go into a bath or put yourself entirely in the shower, then you can use hot water for a shower or a bath on Yom Tov, as long as it was heated up before Yom Tov. If it was heated up on Yom Tov again, you can't do that because it's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh. But if it was heated up before Yom Tov, you're allowed to wash yourself, as long as it's only Eiver, that means one limb at a time, and not all in one go.
You can't wash two at a time.
Sorry?
You can't wash two at a time.
No.
No, you can't. It's not possible.
To wash all yourself at a time, yes, is to go in a bath. Wash yourself all in one go, or to go under a shower. Yeah, but that, I can't believe whether it's possible or not. That's what the place can say.
Anybody coming to this merchant is coming to wash the Kol Gufay.
Yeah, I'm not going to. That's an important point, that the place can say, the Shulchan already says, so that's clear, that even if you're allowed to wash Eva, water which will heat up Erev Yom Tov, but not in a Merchatz, because that, in a Merchatz itself, because the Gzeres Merchatzos, and you're not allowed to do it. Nowadays, the Poskim of today say that our bathrooms at home are not considered a Merchatz, because there's no balon, there's no person who's, there's no caretaker, so it's not the same situation as the way the Chazal Asa did. But if there was a public bath out in public showers, that would apply.
That was the reason for Teusfest.
Yes.
He says it's not the Shavuot Cholim.
That's right.
The
Oh, so some poskim today discuss this. There are those who declare, is it correct to say that nowadays it's Shavuot Chol Nefesh, because people do have showers or baths, washing their whole body every day. Yeah. The Maisa, the poskim also starting from Rishlema. Someone discussed it already 50 years ago, but other poskim right up until today have all said that at the moment, we haven't got enough evidence to be able to change the Gemara's din. It's a din of the Gemara going to Tosfos that it's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh to be Ruchetz Kol HaGuf. And therefore, Alach HaLamayis, we can't be Mekel with regards to warming up water on Yom Tov. We'll see at the moment, it's not really Nagea, because it's very rare for people nowadays to actually warm up water on Yom Tov in order to be Ruchetz Kol HaGuf. The only Echatimsa would be if you were to take an urn and put it on the flame and then use that for a bath or for a shower, which is an unusual Echatimsa. But that's what we're talking about at the moment. That's what the Gemara is talking about, that's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Warming up water on Yom Tov in order to be Ruchetz Kol HaGuf. Which is also like everybody, water which is warmed up at Erev Yom Tov, Ruchetz Kol HaGuf, according to the Rambam, you would be allowed to do it. According to the Tosfos, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Even in Eretz Yisrael,
the solar pumps. Okay, we'll perhaps mention that in a moment. Okay, now, there is an interesting halacha that the Mordechai brings down. The Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda was one of the Rishonim. He said, with a child, it is permitted, a tinoik, he says, a baby, is permitted to wash the tinoik with hot water, even if it's Rechitzas Kol Gufay on Yom Tov. And the reason is, it compares to a Gemara in Yubo, which says that a child is allowed to wash, a very young child is allowed to wash on Yom Kippur, even though everyone else is not allowed to wash on Yom Kippur, because the Heine Revi say that's what is required for him for health reasons for him as he's growing up. And the Malchim himself questions this ruling because he says it's different to the case of the child on Yom Kippur. The child, you're allowed to wash him on Yom Kippur because there's no Isra Rechitza for the baby on Yom Kippur. However, in the Malchim, the Rabbeinu Yehuda is talking about warming up water on Yom Tov in order to wash the child. Well, the warming up water is done by the adult, not by the baby. And that should be offset because it's not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. The warm up water, Pirochet's Kolaguf, even of a baby, is not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. It should still be offset. So basically, Ezra brings down this discussion, and Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't paskin it, probably because of the Malchus Kasha. However, the Daikin Moshe says, I do have an answer to this, and he passes about that in the Ramon. He says the case would be if water was heated up beheta on Yom Tov. For example, someone warmed up water to have a hot drink, or to cook, which is perfectly mutar on Yom Tov, Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. If that water has already been heated up beheta, then you would be allowed to wash a young baby, even Mechitzas Kol Gufay. Points out the Mishnah Berurah and others, that would imply that for a gadol, for an older person, it would be forbidden. There's a bit of a chiddush, but so it says in the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down to halacha. That means to say that not only is it also to warm up water on Yom Tov itself to wash the whole guf, because according to Tosfos it's not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, or according to the Rambam, that there's a Gzeiras Mechatzos. Even if the water was heated up beheta for a purpose which is permitted, such as warming up the water for bishul, and it was left over afterwards, you still wouldn't be able to use it lechitzas kol gufo. Lechitzas ponav yoda v'raglav would be allowed to do, but kol gufo wouldn't be allowed to do. Only for a tinek, but not for anybody else. Now, there is another way, if I want to warm up water for a child, and that is warm up water to cook and add extra water. Because Rebbe Shiurim is water on Yom Tov. So long as most of the water is being used, and some of the water is being used for cooking, you can heat up extra water to wash the child with. But you can't heat up water to wash the whole goof of a child unless it's either being partially used for cooking or it was already heated up ahead of for cooking, then you're permitted to do it. Halacha lemaisa, as far as this point is concerned, about whether it's permitted to use water which has been heated up on Erev Yom Tov to wash the whole roof on Yom Tov. Again, we've said it's a machlokas, Rambam and the Tosfos. The Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Ramah paskens like the Tosfos. So, Sfardim can presumably rely on the Mechaber, who says that as long as water was heated up before Yom Tov, you're then allowed to use that to wash even kolaguf on Yom Tov. However, Ashkenazim follow the psak of the Ramah, and the Ramah says that we are not to allow washing the whole guf in water which has been heated up on Erev Yom Tov. However, as we've seen, even the Tosfos, even according to the Ramah, to wash Eva, to wash one Eva at a time in water which has been heated up before Yom Tov, that would be okay, even according to the Ramah. So, Rechitzas ponav yad v'raglav, we've seen that's okay in all circumstances. You can even heat up water on Yom Tov for Rechitzas ponav yad v'raglav. The Bi'ur Halacha seems to say the ponav yad v'raglav is lav dafka. It's toward in any other part of the body, as long as it's not the majority of the body, as long as it's not the rove of the guf, it will be permitted even on Yom Tov to warm up the water. But if you want to use, sorry?
For a baby who's severely soiled himself?
Again, as long as it's part of the goof, that would be okay, as long as it's not the rove of the goof. Whatever's not rove of the goof. Yeah. Now we come on to what is probably, all this is a discussion in the Gemara, and the Mishnah, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Poskim. But if you think about it, there's additional factors of what we would call nowadays bathing on Yom Tov using hot water. And that is that nowadays we don't usually boil up water specifically in a pot on Yom Tov, or even Erev Yom Tov, for the use of washing. What we do is we turn on the hot tap. Right. So now let's think about what happens when you turn on the hot tap. You have a boiler usually at home, which works on gas or electricity or whatever type of boiler you have. When you turn on your hot water tap, the hot water comes out, which has been previously boiled. It's not boiling now when you turn on the tap. It's been previously boiled. Perhaps even the Erev Yom Tov, depending on what day you're holding. As a result of which, normally one of two things will happen. Or possibly two things will happen. Firstly, very possibly when the water goes out, it will trigger your boiler to go on, to turn on and to start heating up. Certainly with the old types of gas boilers, which a lot of people, some people still have, as soon as you turn on the tap, the pilot light, or some now there's an, even without a pilot light, sets a lights up the flames, and the boiler starts boiling hot water. Those who have instant water boilers, that's how it works. So obviously on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the hot water from your hot water tap, even though you're not putting anything on the flame and boiling, but the very fact that you open the hot water tap means that the boiler goes on instantly. It means your goyim have aura, your goyim for a fire to light, and your goyim bishul, your goyim water to be cooked. And that's forbidden on Shabbos. So you all have to be very careful not to turn on a hot water tap on Shabbos. And those people who have taps where there's a single tap which is cold and hot, and it depends which way you turn it, you have to be very careful. You use those taps to make sure it's turned all the way to the side of the cold, and not to the, even a little bit to the hot, because otherwise you're causing the hot water to go on. So again, if you open up your hot tap, you could be causing the boiler to go on and start cooking. Even if it doesn't actually cause the boiler to start working, there's an additional problem. And that is, as soon as the hot water comes out of the tap, cold water goes into the boiler to replace it. Now that cold water is usually only a small amount of cold water, because you've got a very large boiler relative to the amount of water that's coming out of the tap. And that cold water will now instantly get boiled by the large amount of hot water, boiling water, which is around it. So even if your boiler doesn't actually turn on as a result of you turning on your hot tap, you're still being goyim abishul, because the cold water which is coming into the boiler is instantly being cooked and being heated up by all the boiling water in the boiler.
Not necessarily,
but almost certainly.
It comes in from the bottom, and the bottom is already cooler.
Yeah, that's right, but within a few seconds it's going to mix around.
So most modern hot water systems don't heat up above 65 degrees anyway.
Yes, we're talking Yatsunetis,
it doesn't have to boil to the stage where there's water. Yatsunetis means to the stage where if you touch it, you pull your hand away.
It's cooler at the bottom with cold water.
That's certainly correct, but within a very short period of time, the water's all going to mix around, as we know. So it's going to cause, not instantly, but it will be goyim the water to heat up. That's how the boiler works. Otherwise, every time you take out hot water, for 10 minutes later, it will all be cold. But it's not. Because the hot water warms up the cold water. So you have a problem on Shabbos, obviously, of goyim abishul. What about on Yom Tov? So one's first thought would be, okay, well, it's gram havora on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook. So that shouldn't be a problem. Not only are you allowed to cook, but you're allowed to light a fire, one flame from another. And even if you cause a flame to be lit, as long as you don't do it directly, but you cause a flame to be lit, you're allowed to do it as long as it's the tzorich ochel nefesh. Just like you're allowed to cook the tzorich ochel nefesh, you can cause the boiler to start working again, begroma, as long as it's the tzorich ochel nefesh. Here we come into a bit of a problem. When I take hot water out of the tap, that might be the tzorich ochel nefesh. I need that for cooking or for washing. But the water that goes into the boiler, I don't need that at Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. I might not use that at all till the day after Yom Tov. So I'm causing water to be heated up. Shelo Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Well, that's a problem in Chori. And there are some poskim who are very machmir about this. You know, a Hanzik and poskim say you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't use a hot water tap on Yom Tov for this very reason. However, Shlomo Zalman. Sorry?
You close it now.
Yeah.
You're going the flame to go down.
Gram Kippur as well. But Gram Kippur is also mutter on Yom Tov, which is a good point. But, says Shlomo Zalman, Paskind, and there are other posts in Mahor like that, that it's also called Gram Bishul or Gram Havora, Lotzer Ochel Nefesh. Why? Because I need to open the tap to get the hot water out right now, Lotzer Ochel Nefesh. So even though I'm causing other water to be heated up, that's an inevitable result of the thing that I'm doing at the moment, which is taking the hot water out, which I do need for Ochel Nefesh. So it's all one reaction which is being done, the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. If I can't open up the hot tap because I'm causing water to get heated up over there, then I won't be able to use this water, the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. So it, since it's all one action, it's all one chain of events, that is also called the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. If you want to switch your boiler off before Yom Tov, it's even better. Yeah, I'm not sure if it would help the gabby the hot water boiling the cold water. We'd have to see what it was. But if your boiler's working, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter, and that's the, as far as I know, lift site, then maybe those who follow the Mughal Madhikashitas, there are those who hold that that's permissible only for cooking or for washing one's guf, but to wash cutlery, for example, there are those who say that one should be more machmir, even though one is allowed to use hot water or to cook hot water to wash kalim, which are for Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. But they are only machshir Eichel Nefesh, which is water. There are those who say that the water which is heated up in the boiler in order to allow you to heat up water to wash the kalim is machshir in the machshir and therefore it's also. However, most Poskim allow it, and certainly it's permissible for washing to use the hot water tap.
What about all the electronics that you trigger off, like the thermostats
and things like that? The thermostat, usually, most Poskim say that it's usually not inevitable, because the thermostat usually doesn't work instantly. And there are other studies to say that since the Ikka Malocha would be a even on electronics would be Havora, and Havora, the Gram Havora is the Tzarek HaKanefesh, is more to so it's not a problem. So they must make it even by...
Not the pump.
What do you mean?
You've got the pressure pump.
Yes.
It would be
the same thing. If the problem of electricity is the Gram Havora, then it would be okay to Tzarek HaKanefesh. Now we come on to an interesting point. We said that you can't heat up water on Yom Tov, Liuchos Kol Gufo. You can't even heat up water at Erev Yom Tov, use water which was heated up Erev Yom Tov, Liuchos Kol Gufo, according to the Ramah, that's how we paskin. You can only do it Eva. What happens if the water was heated up by itself on Yom Tov? So we've seen already that water which was heated up beheta, even beheta, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use. Only water which was heated up erev Yom Tov. And according to Ramah, and that's how we hold, even then only to use it luchas eva, but not all the guf in one go. Water which is heated up by itself on Yom Tov is permissible to use luchas kol gufo. And that is Eva, and that is a Rukiva Ego. Rukiva Ego is Madaik from the Mokan Avram, that is permissible. The case there is where someone arranged for Chamei Teveri, according to one opinion, the Rishon, the Chamei Teveri arranged Erev Shabbos that the hot, natural hot springs would go flow into another pipe which had cold water and would heat up the cold water. So it was set up on Erev Shabbos, but will continue to heat up water on Shabbos. But since there was no one actually doing anything on Yom Tov, then that would be permissible. So that's an interesting point. That means to say the water which was heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you can use Luchot Ponavyod Raglov, or even Kol Guf or Eva. Water which was heated up on Yom Tov, you can't use it for washing your whole guf, even if it was heated up a heter. But if it was heated up by itself, then you can. So now let's think about our situation with a boiler. We have a boiler, and there's hot water in it. Now, technically speaking, the hot water has probably been heated up before Yom Tov. Even if it was heated up on Yom Tov, we're now doing it on second day Yom Tov, for example, or it was set on a time switch, that was water which heated itself up, so to speak. No human action was involved on Yom Tov in heating it up. So according to the Kivega, and so Paschal, the Boschum HaLoch HaLamaisa, that water you would be allowed to use to be Reuchetz Kol Gufoi, even if it's on Yom Tov itself, even if it warmed up on Yom Tov itself, Eva, just like Erev Yom Tov. If you heated up all the water on Yom Tov, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it. Even if it was heated up beheta, Lilchot Kol Guf, you wouldn't be allowed. However, if it was heated up at Erev Yom Tov, allowed to. If it was heated up by itself, automatically on Yom Tov, you'd also be allowed to. And therefore, Lachur, if you turn on your hot water tap on Yom Tov, the water there is either been heated up Erev Yom Tov, or it's been heated up on Yom Tov itself, but automatically. And therefore, there will be no problem in being Reuchot Afida Bechamin, all the goof, Eva.
What do you mean it automatically? Because if you, let's say you're washing up your dishes with it and then you empty the tank and then more water replenishes, then
so this is the point I was about to say. And this is chicken and chiddush, I haven't seen it in the postscript, but Lachur, according to what discusses, it must be like that. The water, the first person who comes to shower, the first person in the family who comes to shower on Yom Tov, yeah? The water in the boiler now has either been heated up Erev Yom Tov, or even if it was heated up on Yom Tov, but it was heated up automatically. If you set a time switch that come on in Yom Tov, there would be no problem. So he can use the hot water, and that water he's allowed to use for washing Kol Gufo, along with Eva, according to the Ramah. But once he does that, Then cold water comes in, and that gets heated up on Yom Tov. Now we said, as far as the malacha is concerned, that's no problem, because it's gram bishul l'tzorichei ovel nefesh. That's fine, there's no problem. However, it does mean that this water has been heated up by somebody. It hasn't heated it up by itself. It wasn't set on a time switch, and it hasn't heated up automatically. So we don't have the heter of the Kiyat Eger as if it was done on Erev Yom Tov. All we have is water which was heated up per heter on Yom Tov. And water which was heated up per heter on Yom Tov, you cannot use to wash the whole goof of Yilu Eva Eva. So according to that, it comes out, Alok HaLamaisa, that the first person to use the hot water tank on Yom Tov is allowed to wash the whole goof, as long as it's Eva Eva, not altogether, but as long as one part at a time. Anybody else who uses it before the boiler has reheated the water would be also allowed to take a shower or a bath. But once the water has heated up now, it's a new tank of water which has been heated up, even though it's mutter to do that, to cause that on Yom Tov, that's water which is heated the heter on Yom Tov, and the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk comes to Mogad Avraham, you can't use that water for washing kol goof for Eva Eva. So let's now sum up halacha l'maaseh at the end of the day, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
Can we mention about solar panels?
Sorry?
Solar panels.
Solar panels will be the same thing. Solar panels are water which is heated up automatically by itself. It will be allowed to use it on Yom Tov, as long as you don't cause for more water to be heated up afterwards, which would be okay as far as the halacha is concerned, but will mean that the next water you wouldn't be allowed to use on Yom Tov. So let's just summarize very briefly before we finish. You're allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov, as long as if it's to be used for washing, as long as you're not washing rov guf, as long as only part of the other ankle, hands, face, feet, or even other parts of the body, as long as it's not most of the body. You're not allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov to be rochitz kol guf, to wash the whole guf, even if you're doing it one limb at a time. This also applies to water which was heated up by heter, even if it was heated up for tzorichei ovel nefesh. You're not allowed to use it afterwards to wash the whole guf, even if it's eva eva. However, water which has been heated up by itself automatically on Yom Tov, you are allowed to use to wash the whole guf, eva eva, one part at a time. Water which has been heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to wash the whole guf, eva eva. And for a child, if the water has been heated up ahead, you can use it for the whole guf, even without eva eva, not having to, you can wash all the child, the whole guf at the same time with water, as long as it's been heated up ahead, but you're not allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov for that. Two or three very important points to note. This whole discussion is only for someone who really desperately needs it. What do I mean by that? Because the Rishonim say there is a minig, and the Poskim, which brings it down, Halacha L'maaseh, who say that you're not allowed to have a shower or a bath to be roached from a guf, even in cold water. This is not Medina de Gomorrah, it doesn't say it in the Gomorrah, but it's a minig of the Rishonim which all our Poskim bring down. You're not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos or even on Yom Tov, the whole guf, even in cold water, and the reason is because you might come to do schita. If your hair is wet and you squeeze it out, then you're over malacha. And therefore, there was a minhag not to wash the whole guf, even in cold water. Since that is a minhag which is brought down the halacha, but it's only a minhag, the poskim allow if a person is particularly uncomfortable. So if you're not particularly uncomfortable for your situation, then you're not allowed to wash even in cold water. If you're very uncomfortable, then you're allowed to wash your whole guf in cold water. When it comes to washing hot water, those are the rules that we've said. If the water was heated up before Yom Tov, or heated up automatically on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to wash the whole goof in hot water, but only Eva Eva, otherwise it will be forbidden. There is one other important heter, and that is if the water is not hot, but it's only slightly warm, that's also okay. The postgame, there's a nidon about this in the postgame, some say not like that, but the hachra seems to be that you are allowed to. What's called warm or what's called hot and what's called cold is very difficult to know. Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not defined in the poskim, but he says anything which most people understand is not called hot water would be okay. So if it's a little bit warm and not freezing cold, you'd be allowed to use that as well.
Why is it better?
Because there was no gzera of Merchatzos was only on. You wouldn't be able to heat up water for it because it's not the Shavuot Kol HaNefesh. But if you have water, the problem, the gzera of Merchatzos, to wash the whole goof wouldn't be a problem if it was slightly warm water. One other important point to note, that obviously, even if you are washing, and it's mutter to wash on Yom Tov under the circumstances we've described, you have to be very careful not to squeeze your hair, the water out of your hair, because that's a separate block of skin, which you're not allowed to do. And the other thing is, you have to be very careful when you use soap. You can't use a hard block of soap, you can only use liquid soap for other reasons, which we shan't go into. The shayla of mikveh is a good question, that's a different cheer altogether. Everyone should ask their rov what they do about that. Thank you very much.
Amen.